Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and get started. Father, just ask for any sister that's listening this morning that these teachings just really help her have clarity and to understand Bible prophecy. Ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, because he's the one that's going to be protecting you, okay? He's going to guide you through the trials you're going to be encountering. And that's only his Holy Spirit that can keep you safe from judgment, okay? And then talking about how when you do walk more perfectly in the Holy Spirit, you're going to be persecuted. You need to be prepared for that. And you can understand persecution from understanding Bible prophecy, okay? Talking about the four kingdoms and the Nebuchadnezzar statue, okay, that take place prior to the return of Christ. Now, we went through a certain portion of Daniel chapter 8. If you read through the rest, the remainder talks about, and it talks about the Antichrist, okay? But for right now, I'm just going to focus on this third beast, which is also the third kingdom, okay? This third beast, which is the third kingdom, which is shown as a beast in Daniel chapter 7, and then as bronze in the Nebuchadnezzar statue, okay? So, going back to that, this is Daniel chapter 7. It says, after this I beheld, and lo, another, like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. And the beast was also given four heads, and dominion was given to it. Now, this beast is a little bit different, okay, because it's got four heads, okay, where the others just have one, okay? And you see this again in Daniel chapter 8, verse 22. It says, now that being broken, whereas four stood up for it, four kingdoms shall stand up out of the nation, but not in his power. Okay, because like I had mentioned, Alexander the Great, he dies shortly after spreading the kingdom of Greece, which turns into Rome. Okay, now these four heads. Now this may be a little bit. I'm just say this first. This may be a little bit different than certain. I'm not sure, okay, but any sister that's listening may have heard something a little bit different. I'm just praying that even if it is a little bit different, when I'm going to explain about these four heads, that you'll still stick with it and listen, because I do believe it to be accurate and very important in terms of Bible prophecy and the trials that the church is going to be facing, okay, because the end of this kingdom's coming. The end of this bronze kingdom is coming, and the fourth kingdom is already starting to rise, and I really do believe it's important for the church to be prepared for it, and I believe that the church is already being prepared for it a lot in their dreams and in their trials. Okay, so you have the first head, which is Greece. Okay. And that's led off, like I just mentioned in the previous podcast, by Alexander the Great, okay? Then Greece turns into Rome, which is the second head, okay? And you see this, Rome is in charge, okay, at the time of Christ, okay? You see that in the New Testament, okay? And then what happens is Rome, which is a more of a political power in the second head, switches to the Catholic Church in Rome, okay? If you're familiar with the history of the Catholic Church, the spirit of Antichrist really shows itself, okay? When the Pope, okay, becomes this world power, and he's, you know, leading off the Crusades and things like that, and also too, people need to bow down to him, okay? A lot of people, he killed a lot of Christians, okay? Other people too, but a lot of Christians, if you're familiar with Catholic Church history, okay? And then after that comes up a fourth head, okay? And once again, these are all different heads, which are four kingdoms, like it says in verse 22, it says, now that being broken, whereas four stood up from it, four kingdoms shall stand up out of the nation, okay? So they all kind of develop from that that one one nation, four kingdoms stand up. We'll talk about the fourth one in the next podcast. I'll go and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Holy Spirit, glorifying your Son, and just really asking in humility to be filled with your Holy Spirit, understanding it's only your Holy Spirit that will teach her and help her understand these things. I ask all these prayers, you Father, your Son, Jesus' name, amen.